Pod People.
Worsties, last week I gave you webcomic recommendations, but this week we're finally going to do it. I'm going to give you some anime recommendations after months and months of making anime videos. I hope you like my suggestions, and if you don't, my DMs are turned off, so don't even try it.
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is going to be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this? Ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays, Worsties. This holiday season, give the gift of Dadgrass, now available for everyone in the family. Dad, mom, dogs, for tokers, droppers, and poppers alike. You may have heard about Dadgrass CBD joints, flower, and tinctures. It's 100% organic hemp to chill you out without getting you stoned to the bone. And now you can pop into a chill holiday season with their brand new and not to mention delicious CBD gummies. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over and ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, Dadgrass is offering listeners of What Fresh Hell Is This 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/stanzi. You can go to dadgrass.com/stanzi for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/stanzi. Hello and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. I hope that you have been having a good week so far. Last time we had this little chat. We talked about some like weird webcomics that I have read. I mean, I haven't read them. It's just I've just heard of them. It was my friend who read them and just told me about them. But those weren't even like my top recommendations for webcomics or whatever. It was just like ones that I've read that have a weird fucking plot. And I love talking about that to people because I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I love shit like that. But today I'm going to talk a little bit about anime recommendations because people keep asking me for them. And I'm so thankful that I have a big enough anime audience that you want this, which I kind of learned about on Twitter, just how many people really like that. The fact that I watch a ton of anime. I feel like a lot of people actually didn't know that. Like people were really shocked when they saw the fact that like I have a Levi Ackerman tattoo and I have a Satoru Gojo tattoo as well. And people were like really surprised that I really like anime. And I feel like I've done a pretty good job at making it known that that's definitely a part of my personality, but I've been hyper fixating on it this week. My podcast has kind of turned into like a very scripted thing, a very, you know, thought out scripted show. And it's turned into kind of like whatever stream of thought I have in the moment. And yesterday, I finally finished two shows, well, the seasons that they have out now, which was season 4, part 2 of Attack on Titan. And I finished season 2 of Demon Slayer. And those are like a couple of my top animes, but I was just thinking about them so much. And they're so, so, so good that it's just been like, all I can think about right now is just like these shows that I love, and people do keep asking for recs. So I was like, I will do an episode dedicated to that. So I'm just going to talk about like some of the shows that I really like. A lot of these are, I mean, there's a lot mixed into here. There's action, fantasy, romance, different stuff. Sports anime, that's really big. Yeah. So we're going to start with, of course, Attack on Titan. Anyone who knows me knows that this is like the show I probably I talk about the most. It's a show I love recommending to people. Every person that I have recommended it to who has decided to watch it has also become like really obsessed with it and loves it. And I put it off for so long. I knew that it was something people loved. I knew it was like a show that had a huge, huge, huge fan base. But I, for some reason, have a little bit of trouble, I guess, watching cartoon violence. I might have mentioned this before. It's just like, it was something that used to like freak me out a lot. Like I could watch like gore in like a horror movie, but for some reason, when you put it in like cartoon form, it was just like more disturbing to me. And I don't know if it's like an association thing, like associating cartoons and just animation with like childhood or like kid shows or something, but like having the combination of like animated violence and like animation, it was just like disturbing for me. So that was kind of something that I had to like overcome in order to enjoy this show. And it is a little violent. It wasn't as violent as I thought it would be. Like, it's not as grotesquely gory as some other shows out there. But this was like one of those shows that I think I watched all of it of what was out at the time. So like last year, this was before season 4 part 2 came out. I watched like all 3 seasons and then season 4 part 1. In like 2 or 3 days. I basically just like didn't get up. I like got up to like use the bathroom and like get food and water, and that was pretty much it. But it's such an interesting show and there's so much history to it. The plot is, and this is just kind of like the synopsis of the show, no spoilers or anything, but it's essentially, the remainder of humanity lives behind 3 walls. There are 3 walls, and the further you get into it, the higher class lives. So like the upper class lives and like royalty live in the middle of the 3rd wall. And there are these walls because outside of the walls, there are these giant man-eating titans that attack people. But because they live within the safety of the walls, like no one really has to think about the Titans. You're not going to be attacked unless you go outside, which part of the military does. There's a section of the military called the Scouts. And the Scouts, their whole job is basically going outside of the walls to learn more about the outside world and what is surrounding them. And every time they come back, they're like really disheveled, beaten. You know, a lot of them don't make it back alive because they are killed by Titans. So that's kind of like the only thing that these people have to see. But no one had seen a Titan for a really long time, unless you are in the Scouts. Until one day, a giant Titan kicks a hole through the 1st wall in this little area called Shiganshina. And that's where the main character lives. You know, all these Titans are able to get in through this hole in the wall. And he basically watches as his town is destroyed and people are like brutally murdered. And that is the 1st episode, basically. And that's like, that sets the tone for the show. And he now has this mission of like wanting to join the military and like kill all the Titans. The plot twists are so insane. It's so well done, and I stand by this. I could genuinely talk about this show all day. I would love to actually have someone on one day just so we can like do Attack on Titan deep dive, because I have so much I want to say about it, especially with like the last season, because it was so interesting. I mean this when I say this, I think this show is better than Game of Thrones. It's actually, I feel like on like IMDb or something, like there were so many episodes of Attack on Titan that outranked so many episodes of great shows out there, including Game of Thrones. It is so good. And if you like shows like that, shows where it's kind of like existential and you have like really awesome battles and history and plot twists, and that is the show for you. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. We'll be right back. We'll be right back, Worsties. Welcome back, Worsties. I really could talk about Attack on Titan all day, but I will move on. The second on my list is Jujutsu Kaisen. And that was a show that I started pretty much like right after I had finished Attack on Titan, because I was like, oh my God, I need something else like immediately, because I have this like, I'm just itching for another show that's really amazing, people love, and that has cool battles and stuff. And this was the show that I chose, I think, right after. And I saw so many people talking about it. And it was one of like the like top rated shows that came out that year. I think that was like 2021. That show is so good. The animation is insane. It's basically about this like kid. There's this like after school club that he's like a part of or something that does, that's like interested in like paranormal stuff. And they find this finger that another like person recognizes as being cursed, because this other character, Megumi, can sense like cursed energy. So he can sense that cursed energy on Itadori, who's like the main character. And so they're at school. They have this finger. They're like trying to research it and like figure out like what it is. And then they like unravel it. And it ends up being this finger belonging to a, like, I don't know, 1,000-year-old cursed spirit. All of his like fingers were kind of like scattered about because he's really evil. And then like all these monsters, these like cursed spirits attack the students because they released this like finger from what it was wrapped in. And Megumi comes and he's like trying to stop what's going on. But then Itadori ends up like swallowing the finger. And because he swallowed the finger, the spirit whose finger that belonged to now like is part of him and like is in his body. And they think that he's going to just like take over this body as his host. But like Itadori is strong enough to kind of like fight it off. So now like Itadori and Sukuna, who is like the cursed spirit, are like sharing this body. And so I have this character tattooed on my thigh, but Satoru Gojo comes and he's like the character's sort of mentor. He's like the main mentor. He's the most powerful sorcerer. So they bring Itadori to this school so that they can, you know, fight cursed spirits. But it's so cool. And the animation is so great. And I love the voice actors involved. And it's one of these shows that is equally funny as it is like kind of dark. It's not as dark as Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan can be pretty bleak, but there are definitely like dark elements to it. Obviously, like people are dealing with like vicious cursed spirits that want to kill people. That is like one of my favorite shows ever. And I love a show that's serious and has enough of like a comedic relief to sort of just relieve you of like how dark it can be. That had one season, and it had a movie that came out in like March, and the movie was like a prequel, and it was just so good. And I think the movie is actually on Crunchyroll now. So highly recommend Jujutsu Kaisen. I want to mention one that is very different than the other ones. It's called Fruits Basket. And this show holds such a special place in my heart because I read this as a kid and watched it as a kid. And they ended up rebooting it a couple of years ago. And I was so excited when they decided to do that, because a lot of shows that I like, including some that are on this list, they get like one season and then it just kind of ends and they never, I think it's to encourage people to like read the books, but like, I want to watch it play out. So they did that with Fruits Basket. It just kind of ended. but then they decided to reboot it and do the whole thing. And now they actually just released a prequel to it, but I'll tell you a little bit about like what it's about. So you have this like young girl, a high school girl. Her name is Toru Honda. She is basically like living in a tent in the woods because she was living with her grandfather, but he was getting like work done on the house and like there were all these renovations that needed to happen. And he was like, well, I have to go stay with like part of the family. You can come and join me. But she didn't want to like be a burden because it's like her mom's side of the family that like is kind of like weird about her and the house is already full. So she was like, whatever, I'm just going to go live in a tent in the woods. So she does that. But then she realizes that she's actually on someone else's property and not just in the woods. And it ends up being the home of the like most popular guy in school named Yuki Soma. And, you know, his kind of like uncle, not really, but like kind of. And she's like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Didn't know that you owned this land. And they're kind of like, it's okay, but you probably as a woman shouldn't be living in the woods by yourself. So they invite her to like stay with them. So she like moves into this house. And then there's this other guy that comes along and his name is Kyo. And it's kind of like almost like they're cousins, but like not really. And things are going normal. And then she accidentally like hugs both of them and they turn into animals. And she's like, what the fuck is going on? And then it's revealed that there's like this curse in their family. It's called like the curse of the zodiac. And it's this giant clan, but like the inner members of the family, they turn into like zodiac animals. So there are like 12 of them or whatever that can like turn into a zodiac animal if they are hugged by a member of the opposite sex that's not in the zodiac, or if they get like sick or like flustered or something. So she just like learns this like huge family secret about them. And they're like, oh, well, okay, well now we have to like erase your memory basically because like no one's allowed to know this information. But they end up like really liking her, so they don't want to erase her memory. So they just are like, all right, you know what? Like, we believe that you can keep this a secret and we're gonna try to like make it so that you can just like live with us and like be a part of our family and maintain this information. And it sounds kind of silly when I explain it, but like it ends up being kind of like dark, and they're like the head of the family is like pretty scary and abusive. Every member of the family, but especially the zodiac members, all experience like pretty significant like trauma in their lives due to the fact that they are a member of the zodiac and like are cursed by this like thing. I would say like if you really like emotional stories that are very sweet, there are a lot of like sad parts of it when you're learning about like each character's history and like what they've gone through, but it does have like, it is like a happy ending and it is very hopeful. And the main girl is like so sweet, and she helps all of these characters like heal from a lot of the experiences that they've been through. So if you want something that's like emotional but like very sweet, I highly recommend Fruits Basket. I was so excited when they rebooted it and decided that they were going to do the full story. Every person that I've recommended that one to has like loved it. Actually, every anime that I've recommended thus far, they have like loved these shows. So the first few that I mentioned, like if you're really into action and like beautiful animation, interesting stories, definitely watch that. If you're looking for something that's not violent or just like maybe lighter and sweeter, even though there are like dark themes in the show that are just like kind of more psychological and emotional, like that is also a great show. So I'll recommend one more because we are running out of time. But there's so many on this list that I'm like, I don't even know which one. Okay. The next one I'll recommend is Let's do Skate the Infinity. I don't know if it's still in my bio, but in my bio, I had a quote that said, "Hey, bitches and bros and non-binary hoes." And that's where that comes from. So that show is basically about this kid who's like really into skateboarding. This is why I'm recommending this one, because it's different than the other ones, because this is like a sports anime. And sports animes, like even if you don't like sports, they're all good. Every sports anime that I watch has been excellent. So this one is about this like kid who is really into skateboarding, and he ends up meeting this like guy one day who's like new in town, who was a snowboarder, and now he's like living somewhere where there's like not snow and he can't really do what he loved anymore. And they befriend each other and he teaches him how to skate. But he's like really into skateboarding, and at night he'll go down to this like place where all of these people who like love skateboarding will just like compete with each other in these like really intense skateboarding competitions. It's like a really big thing. There's like money involved. It's like huge. He's not necessarily a great skateboarder, but he just loves it. But he ends up getting like fucking annihilated by this other skateboarder. And it like, you know, takes a toll on him, and it gets kind of like worse as the friend that he's teaching how to skateboard surpasses him and becomes way better at skateboarding than he is. So it creates like a little dynamic there, but like all of the characters are so funny. And there are like costumes involved in their skating competitions and stuff. It's so good. And I'm actually friends with one of the voice actors for the English dub on that show who plays Cherry Blossom. So if you know the voice actor, Damon Mills, he is someone that I became friends with on TikTok like maybe a year ago. And that made me so happy. And he's just like the loveliest person. So sweet. He's done, like, looking at my list right now of anime recommendations, he's done at least three of the shows that I've recommended, because he was also a voice actor in Yuri on Ice, and he was a voice actor in Skate Leading Stars, which is another sports anime. Actually, all three of those are sports animes, and two of them are about ice skating. But, like, he is so lovely, so it's always nice when I'm watching. And I'm actually like weirdly friends with quite a bit of like voice actors. And that might be due to the fact that I like make a lot of anime videos where I'm like doing like a dub voice and they think that's funny. It's always so funny when I am watching these shows and then someone that I like know personally, their like voices will just pop up. I'm like, hey, I'm friends with that one. Like I was watching Demon Slayer the other day. And the main demon in season two, the big like demon that they battle, is also someone that I'm like friends with online. And I was like, hey, I know them. But that's a really good one. And it's light. And it's like light in a way that all of the other shows that I mentioned aren't. It's very heavy, but it's really good. I did start taking antidepressants after watching that show, but like still, it's worth it. It's worth it to just be a little depressed. I mean, that's the heaviest one that I recommended, but like Jujutsu Kaisen, I know gets heavy. Demon Slayer gets heavy. Fruits Basket, it's like moving and it has a happy ending, but like, man, like a lot of the characters have a lot of like baggage and like trauma from like things that they've experienced in the past that like you go into, and it's like very emotionally heavy, but like still happy. But like Skate the Infinity is basically just funny. It's just like funny and like joyful and entertaining. If you watch dub, they really let the dub cast just kind of say whatever the fuck they want, which is why you get that line like, hey, bitches and bros and non-binary hoes. They just were like, go for it, which I love. There are so many shows on this list that I simply cannot get to today because I want to talk about them and they're really great. And also, like, I haven't even mentioned the fact that like the soundtracks for these are amazing. If you look me up on Spotify, I have a Spotify playlist called Anime Songs I Feel in My Titties. And it's just like all soundtracks, just songs from the different soundtracks of these shows that are like so good. Like almost every song in Attack on Titan slaps. Jujutsu Kaisen slaps. Fruits Basket and Yuri on Ice. All of these shows have like really great music to them also. I could talk about this forever, but you have to let me know. You have to let me know if you like this style of podcast where I'm basically just talking at you and giving you like cool recommendations and stuff. Let me know, because we're kind of always playing around with the podcast because it's basically just whatever I feel like doing in the moment. And then we just put it out there. So let me know if you like this. Let me know if you want more anime recommendations. And on that note, I will see you next week. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Carter Wogon, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Gabrielle Rose at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you in hell.